Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome into hour number two of the Upstate Pulse, affectionately known as the Nerd Hour. Used to be the third hour Nerd Hour. Could be again, management, if you're listening. Love to take that third hour back. Hint, hint. But, you know, until then, we'll just keep whining about it because we can. And hopefully we'll be back next week and still be able to whine about it. I am here in the studio, and buddy Rob Brown is in parts unknown, and Chris is unable to be here today. He was on with us in the last hour, though, and hopefully he'll be back next week. And Patrick, I don't know where he is. Probably on his way down the mountain after playing a wonderful game of golf, and I'm sure he's improved. I told him that as soon as he makes the PGA Tour, that I will come to a PGA Tour event and watch, something I never thought I'd say in my entire life. But I'm willing to do that for him just because, you know, it's Patrick, man. I think that would be cool to see someone you know out there. And Rob, have you been to any live PGA events?
I have not been. I've been to a couple of senior PGA Tour events and seen, you know, older guys that I knew when I was growing up watching. I've not been to a real event, but I did put in a few days ago my request for tickets to the Masters this year, which will take place in November. So I have my fingers, toes, and all available appendages crossed that I will be approved to go see the Masters at Augusta this year, as that is up there like with a Super Bowl and an NBA championship in terms of the event that I want to go to the most.
I don't blame you. I know a guy who goes – like every year. Actually, I know a couple guys, but I was never really interested in going because of all the stipulations and all the things you have to abide by. I just believe I would spend the time going all the way out there and do something stupid because I forgot and get kicked out. Although then,
yeah, it's pretty strict. There's no cell phones allowed on the course. You're not allowed to really sit anywhere unless you have a designated chair area. I mean, they don't joke around about the rules there, but then again, that is kind of the that's kind of what gives Augusta the aura that it has, being one of the one of if not the destination sporting event for fans to get to.
All right, in the first hour, we threw out there, what arcade cabinet would you like to have in your house? Also, what is the last concert that you saw? And we've got some text. Text line 71307. Rob's going to like this first one. Guys, it sounds like Rob could have been Deathstroke or Deadshot, two of my favorite villain anti-hero tweeners. So,
absolutely. And by the way, I'm still burning through, and we talked about a couple of the shows we've been watching during quarantine. I'm burning through Arrow, and it just reminded me how much I love Deathstroke. There needs to be more Deathstroke material.
So what season are you – I mean, man, that's messed up. Have you reached the end of that season that he comes back later, but have you reached the end of that season?
No, I'm honestly only about halfway through season two right now.
Okay.
I'm so far behind because I'm watching about five different shows and I skip around quite a bit. But I've heard to be prepared for a couple of different moments, I guess, throughout the course of the next couple of seasons.
I don't want to spoil, but I will be interested to hear your take on those. And you'll know what they are when they happen. All right, a couple more texts. About to age myself, but Mrs. Pac-Man, Space Invaders, Tabletop, Mario Brothers, Pole Position, NFL Blitz. Those are all cabinets that this person would like to have
Oh, NFL Blitz was a great one, man. That was a phenomenal game. It was a you know, mix of Mortal Kombat and NFL football, which if you're a sports dork who loves video games like me, NFL Blitz was way up there on the list. Absolutely.
See, I had it on a system, and I can't remember what system it was on, but
N64, man. I had it on N64 as well. Yeah, I had it on N64, and me and my dork buddies put more hours into Blitz on N64 than I can even begin to count.
And I forget the exact line. It's like, that was out of line, but a lot of fun to watch. Because I would do the leg drop and all that kind of stuff. Because you could hit people after the play was over, and that was just, you know, right up my alley. Not that I did that when I actually played. Allegedly, I didn't do that.
All right, allegedly.
So, a couple other things. Let's see. Guys, last concert was Aerosmith at Great Woods in Massachusetts in 1993. Wanted to go to the Weird Al, but I was working that night. Trust me, it was a good concert. Let's see. Guys, disappointed with SmackDown tag title match last night, but realize it's a setup for pay-per-view. I hope Cesaro and Nakamura become kings of wrestling. Let's see what else we have here. A lot of people like the song. They really like the song that we play from Puddles. And Rob, there's a Deathstroke Knights and Dragons animated movie. Looks really good. I have seen that, and I haven't gotten around to watching it yet because I've been busy playing video games. Gotta admit, I've been busy playing video games and watching wrestling. Speaking of wrestling, let's talk some wrestling. Where is the Velveteen Dream? I mean, where has he gone? Is he in trouble? Is he not in trouble? Or did he get hurt again? Because that dude always gets hurt. I don't get it, but maybe it's because he puts his all into it, Rob, and that's why he gets hurt so much. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
That dude, you know, I brought it up on the show before. That dude's a bona fide future star, and one of the reasons why is he goes all out, no questions. So, I don't know. He had that out-of-the-ring incident, which the WWE really hasn't spent a lot of addressing, at least not that I've seen yet. But yeah, I'm hoping he gets it all together because he's definitely got a future.
Yeah, there are some alleged pictures, and then supposedly it was a setup and wasn't really him. And who knows? I have no idea. But I do know that a couple of pay-per-view type events happened supposedly. And what's really cool about NXT and AEW is that they're fighting each other. They're fighting for ratings. This past week, AEW won. I don't know about the week before. They probably did. And it's cool. I mean, they're jabbing back and forth on the air. And I think it's making both products better. But one of them is starting to come out ahead. And it's very disappointing for me because it is AEW. They are starting to pull out ahead of NXT. And I'm concerned about NXT. But let's start talking about NXT, the Great American Bash, the second night, Candice LeRae versus Mia Yim, the street fight, that wasn't bad. I am not sold on Candice LeRae as a heel. Are you?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely am. I think she needs to be attached to Johnny Gargano as a heel at the same time, right? Like, she is a heel by herself, I don't know. But when they put her and Gargano together as a pair of heels, I love it. I mean, I think she's got the potential to kind of have that that ruthless feel to her that, you know, Gargano's new approach of all heart, no soul. I am all on board with that as a bad guy. I think if they pair the two of them, they could both be a phenomenal power couple of a couple of heels. I thought she's doing good work, honestly. I enjoyed it. I mean, there were a couple of spots where it felt overly scripted. You know, I don't think she really has the flow yet that the best heels do, but she's well on her way as far as I'm concerned.
Well, if you look at the card from Wednesday, I think they just conceded to AEW and was like, okay, we've got really just one good match on this, and it's the last one, and unfortunately it leaked. And I didn't look at the leak. I don't know if you did because I just wanted to watch the match and see how it ended. But I'm only going to talk about two more matches from Great American Bash. And it's El Legado del Fantasma beat Drake Maverick and Breezango, I thought this was a really good match. And I love how what they're doing with Elegato and Del Fantasma, how they took their masks off, and now they're kind of a faction, a Latino faction. I love how they're doing that, and hopefully they will build them up a little bit more. I love that Drake Maverick, whether it's a work or not, was able to get his job back. Who knows? Maybe he probably took a big pay cut, but getting his job back, and Breezango coming out with the luchador mask on, I thought it was really good. And I'm glad that they moved back down to NXT, because now they're using those guys and they need to be used more, because not only are they entertaining, but they're really good wrestlers.
Yeah, they are. They're a phenomenal comedy couple, but every now and then they really do put some real work together, and they're absolutely great when they do. Drake Maverick has really impressed me in this feud that he's been involved in, trying to hunt down the cruiserweight belt. He looks very genuine, and he looks he looks like he's really got something eating at him. I think he's doing a phenomenal job. That match was really, really good. And I'll tell you, after having watched, because I watched both nights of Fyter Fest live as opposed to Great American Bash, I went back and watched those on replay. And honestly, I'm glad I did. I thought the first night was better for both events. I thought the second night was a little stronger with AEW than it was with NXT, but I thought both events overall were pretty solid.
All right, so the final match at Great American Bash was Keith Lee versus Adam Cole for both championships. And the North American and the NXT championship. And Keith Lee prevailed. You know, I thought that he would, but there was always the chance that the rest of the UAE would come in and interfere and something like that would happen. And they did not. At least it was a good match. It really was. And, you know, when you see a champ in NXT drop a belt, the first thing you think of is they're moving up to the main roster. But the NXT is its own roster now. It's its own brand. And I don't think they're going to break them up yet. And I think Adam Cole will be back.
You know, there's because he signed, if I recall, he signed his extension with WWE a couple of months back or a few months back. There was talk about him potentially making the jump over to AEW, especially since his girlfriend, Dr. Britt Baker, is already there. There was talk he might move over. But I agree with you. And I'll tell you the truth, Zoe. I'm not a big Adam Cole fan. I he's just a knockoff Shawn Michaels to me. He's a second-rate heartbreak kid to me. I know I've got a bunch of wrestling fans who get very angry at me when I say that. They think he's so much more than that. But UE in WWE, I think, is one of the better factions we've had from some time. I think they're a phenomenal act together, phenomenal tag team formation, regardless of which of the bottom three guys you use. So, no, I don't really want them to break up. I've enjoyed it. Adam Cole can make anybody look like a machine, not that Keith Lee help, but I'll tell you, I know he's kind of got Vince's hands all over him, but Keith Lee is a heck of a worker, man. He is entertaining as it gets, as far as I'm concerned. So I'm happy to see him as the two-time champ. I suspect, though, because I think we're having a tournament coming up not too long, that he's probably going to lay one of those belts down in order to give somebody else a run. But the amount of response he has gotten from some of the top tier guys, up to including Roman Reigns. You know, him and Roman had that big moment together at Survivor Series last year. Roman tweeted and said, "I still want that one-on-one." The reaction that Keith Lee is getting after that match, I think that dude's going to be around for a while.
Oh, absolutely. And not only is he a good worker, he's good on the mic. He's good all the way around. And his gifts are awesome. His moments are awesome. I mean, when he comes up behind, who did he come up behind? For some reason, I'm forgetting his name.
It was Finn Balor. Wasn't it Finn Balor?
Yeah, Finn Balor. And when he launched Adam Cole into the stands, I mean, there's just a couple of things that he's done that he'll be around forever because of that. All right, let's get to Fyter Fest real quick. The first match on night two, Omega and Paige versus Private Party, I didn't think that was that bad. You got to look at Kenny Omega is usually voted like the best wrestler in the world almost every single year. And whether he deserves it or not, I don't know. From what I've seen, he is great at what he does. And I thought this was a good way to start it out. And I didn't believe for a second that Omega and Paige were going to lose. But Private Party didn't do too bad.
No, I agree with it. And having Matt Hardy join up with Private Party gave you that. That's what gave me just a touch of believability. I'm with you. Like when I looked at that match when it was first announced, I thought there's no way Private Party's going over here. But then they started going with the Hardy Party. And when Matt was out there, kind of not directly getting involved, but sticking around the outside of the ring just enough to believe you, make you believe that he might get involved somehow, that was when it turned into a match that I went, okay, like it's probably not, but maybe. But maybe. That being said, those four put on a heck of a match. I was at the first Fight for the Fallen down in Jacksonville last year. It was my first introduction to both Kenny Omega and to Hangman Adam Page. Those guys are capable of putting on a heck of a show. And as you know, as entertaining on the mic and as entertaining in ring as they are, Private Party put on a pretty good match too. So I was very happy with the way that those guys put that were and worked together in that match.
Well, my biggest complaint all along was some of the younger guys in AEW needed to get better at hitting their marks and things like that. And from what I've seen, they are. And right now it's a more entertaining product, and that bothers me because I don't want it to be. I want NXT to be the best just because I don't want, and this is that contrarian part, I don't want other people to be right about how good AEW is. But at the same time,
again, that's me. You're talking about me.
All right. So, yeah, I'm talking about you. I'm also talking about Patrick. I'm talking about some other wrestling fans that I know. But again, the competition is making both brands better. There's a couple more things I want to touch on this, and as we're moving along. Dark Order versus SCU, I thought was really good. I love what they're doing, and the fact that he's just making fun of McMahon every week, I just think it's hilarious with everything he does.
Brody Lee, yeah. Mr. Brody Lee, is one of my favorite, just one of my favorite wrestlers right now. I actually don't love what they've done with the Dark Order. I thought the Dark Order storyline before he showed up was pretty good. Colt Cabana working into that group doesn't make sense to me, right? Like I've only known Colt Cabana for a couple of years, and that's one of the things about AEW is while they've got a bunch of guys who have been indie darlings for years, I don't have time to watch 12 or 13 different indie brands to learn the top one or two guys at each brand. So when AEW built all these indie guys together into this new company, you got to learn all the new ones. I knew of Colt Cabana, obviously, because of CM Punk back in the day and his introduction to Colt Cabana outside the WWE. But it's one of those times that I'm going, the character work for Colt Cabana doesn't match up with the Dark Order storyline. So that was, honestly, of all the things, as much as I love Brody Lee, that just felt forced to me, to tell you the truth.
All right, so the final match was Jericho versus Orange Cassidy. I love Orange Cassidy. I haven't checked to see if he has merch. If he does, I might be getting an Orange Cassidy t-shirt or maybe just breaking out the jean jacket.
He does have merch. You can actually purchase the shirt that he was wearing when he fought Les Champions this past weekend. I love Orange Cassidy. I will say this about him, however, Zoe. I think Orange Cassidy has suffered more than maybe anybody else with not having fans in attendance. His comedy act is gold, but it relies very heavily on having fans in person to respond to it, right? Like if it's kind of like any stand-up situation, if a comedian is on stage telling jokes and there's nobody there to laugh at the jokes, then the jokes don't land and it doesn't work out. That's kind of Orange Cassidy's routine. I mean, the guy is phenomenal. No doubt about it. He needs live attendance. And, you know, I think forcing the Jericho storyline, and there's one guy that can put anybody over, it's Chris Jericho, no doubt, but forcing the Jericho storyline without fans there to get Orange Cassidy's act and make him seem even funnier than he is, which is, by the way, hilarious, I think kind of took away from that match for him. But the match itself, for a guy whose whole shtick is I'm lazy and I don't care all that much, Cassidy looked like a damn fine professional wrestler against Le Champion.
Absolutely. All right, two more things, and then we definitely have to go to break. Last night, there was karaoke on SmackDown. It was like took the women's wrestling back 10 years. I don't know why they did it. They did a karaoke contest, and then Lacey Evans from South Carolina got mad because she lost, and it was horrible singing. It was a horrible storyline. I don't know who's doing this, but they need to stop. They push so much, and the women's evolution, and how much better they have gotten with the wrestling actually being good wrestlers, and now they're going back to this. Well, I mean, what's next? Pudding. What's next? A wet T-shirt. Are they going to do that stuff again? I hope not. And so you said you didn't see it. I suggest you do not watch it because it's just gonna hurt.
Yeah, I was watching SmackDown last night, and then a buddy of mine wanted to play a little Call of Duty online, so I jumped over into the video game world for a few minutes. I have it recorded on the DVR to go back and watch it, honestly, but I saw the couple of seconds before one of the breaks where Dana Brooke was warming up for the karaoke battle, and I did not know that is what they were doing. Look, Zoe, we've talked about women's wrestling in the past. I'm a huge proponent of it. I think that there are some women who have done a fantastic job taking it from being hot chicks do some things and then also occasionally pretend to wrestle and actually turning it into women's wrestling. And I have appreciated that as somebody who, you know, I for a number of years, I dated a young lady who had a daughter, and I helped raise that little girl. And she had been told for years that, you know, women don't wrestle, but she loved wrestling. So that was about the time that the women's revolution started. I really hope, and you can say we don't know why or whatever, but we absolutely do. I genuinely hope that Vincent Kennedy McMahon does not start to fall back to, you know, we need hot chicks in their underwear wrestling in order to make guys want to watch, because we freaking don't, man. We really don't.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, and it's not good. So hopefully they will learn from all the feedback they're getting online. All right, we are going to take a break. When we come back, it is Nerd Roundtable time, and show contributor Cameron is going to join us for that. You're listening to the Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, it is Nerd Roundtable time. Lonzo here, Rob Brown there, and we are going to welcome him to the show. He hasn't been here in a long time. This will be the first time Rob has met him. That would be show contributor Cameron. Cameron, good evening.
Hi, guys.
Hello. How are things at the compound right now?
Nice and quiet. There's a chupacabra out there before, but I beat it off with a broom, so we're good.
It's good to know because your mom, that's it, does not like those. All right, if you listen to the show for a while, you know that Cameron has been on a bunch, including you need to check out his Pappy Plays videos on YouTube. Under a look up Dragon Pudding, you will find them there. Some pretty entertaining videos and a guest voice, me, might show up here and there just to lend a hand because I am professional voice talent. Not really. I'm just a producer or something. That's what I'm going with. Anyway, all right, so I have good news if you Zoom, which I know Rob Zooms quite a bit. I've only Zoomed once, but, you know. So, Rob, you're Zooming with, let's say, some salespeople in the building and some annoying guy that's on another station, and you want to get that guy good because we all do, and we know who we're talking about. Even my son knows who we're talking about. And here's how you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can now Rickroll anyone on Zoom. There is a way to Rickroll on Zoom. It's not that technically hard, so just about anybody can do it. And here's the bad part, though. That person who has the initials MR would probably be dancing like Rick Astley and enjoy the song. I don't know.
More than likely.
Okay, first off, I want to go on the record and say the sad thing is, despite the fact that you are correct, that's a good song, all right? I will be the one guy in the world that goes down that path. That is a genuinely good song. However, Rick Rolls are still comedy gold, and now you have given me a mission for the week, Lonzo, so thank you very much.
Well, there you go. And, you know, every once in a while I like to Rick Roll an audience, which I just did. So, I mean, let's say I made the story up, which I did not. I am not above making the story up just to Rick Roll the audience. But it actually is a thing, and look it up, and how to add Rick Astley to your Zoom calls. It would just be amazing. And I agree with you. I love the song. But nothing says white suburbia like Rick Astley. But, you know, again, dude is talented, and whether people use it as a joke or not, he's still around because of this. He's still relevant because of this, and I just think that's cool. If that's what you're known for, at least you're still known, right?
Yeah,
true story. I guarantee you his royalty checks are bigger than our paychecks.
You're absolutely right. His royalty checks are really, really big. I got to learn to say this person, that person. You know, I'm used to people being in the studio. I miss people. I do. It's, you know, I spend 7 to 8 hours a day by myself. And I never really thought about that too much. But when everyone else is talking about I'm isolated, I'm at home. Well, I'm in the studio by myself, like the entire time. In some cases, I'm good with it. In other ones, there are even times when I would like to see someone who I fight with all the time, just so, like, you know, if you do something to make someone mad, don't you want to see the look on their face? Rob, I know you have to agree with me.
So, you know, it's been funny because I've been working at home for the past, 2 weeks now. I've been doing the show from my couch. And I was telling Tim yesterday, who I think has been on your show before, but has certainly been
that would be Squire Tim.
Producing mine for the past couple weeks.
Squire Tim
has been producing my show for me, yep. And I told him, you know, I said I've never felt I've always said my whole life I wish I could work from home. I've got computers and laptops. Why can't I work from home? And now that I've spent 2 weeks working at home, I'm like, I don't even care if I want to fist fight everybody in the office. I'm just ready to get back to the office.
You know, and here's the sad part. There are some people, they're good with being home alone. And the bad part, the person I'm thinking of, who I should get out of my head, but he's very, very social. And I think people are reversing roles. People who are overly social now suddenly are like, you know, I'm okay being by myself. And then people like me who are not social want to see people again. So, Cameron, I know personally that you had to work from home for a few weeks, and then you went back to work. Which one do you prefer? Remember, they may be listening.
There are pros and cons to both of those. I could go to the bathroom whenever I wanted, which was great. There's a whole thing with that, with like everybody just deciding to go to the bathroom whenever I do, which is such a weird experience. Anyway, I think for the most part, I like work. I like being at the office. I think they prefer me being at the office anyway, just because there's a separation there.
Well, I will tell you that I worked from home for 4 days this past week, and I appreciate fast computers. I can't say never. I will try not to talk bad to my computer in the office again. I'm sure that I will, but
last a week.
Yeah, yeah. When files usually take me a minute to download, and at home they're taking 15. That's there's a lot of sitting, and I am a very efficient person. I try to order every. I get made fun of about how efficient I am, but what I do is I order my day, and I try to get as much work as I can in that amount of time that I have. And I'm pretty good at ordering my day. But when I have to wait, it drives me crazy because I can't do anything else while I'm waiting. And so I'm glad that I was able to get back into the office. All right, let's talk about a few more things or a bunch of things. First of all, there was a show called Gotham. I don't know that Rob has watched it, but I know Cameron and I watched it. Now there is going to be Gotham PD. And Gotham PD is going to be set in the same universe with the new Batman, the Robert Pattinson Batman. And I think this thing really has potential because it's going to be on HBO Max, where it can be grittier and where, I mean, who knows? It might be CSI Gotham. I don't know. But at least hopefully we'll be able to.
For like a cop spinoff for like Gotham.
Well, it's going to be closer. There are comic books that are about Gotham and not about Batman. I'm sure, Rob, that there'll be like Batman sightings here and there, mentions of his name, because from what we understand, the new Batman will be basically a year one Batman. So he will just show up. But we know in every iteration of Gotham City, the police are corrupt.
You know, historically, I have not gotten behind Batman adventures that don't include the Batman, right? It just doesn't do it for me. I could probably get into a show maybe that was about the villains, and I know Gotham is kind of an origin story or at least a spinoff origin story for Penguin and Mr. Freeze and all the great Batman villains, but just without Batman, nothing doesn't do it for me. But Gotham City PD going through its corruption pains with year one Batman on the outskirts. I mean, I watch a lot of cop drama shows. I always have. I don't know why. The good ones are great. The great ones are legendary TV. I'm actually 100% in on this. I'm actually looking forward to it. And the fact that you're exactly right. I like myself some vulgar, over-the-top, violent television. That's my jam. So if you're going to give me Gotham City the way that it would be in the real world, a young Jim Gordon trying to work his way up through and fix the Gotham PD and have a new Batman on the outside and maybe hopefully occasionally showing up and roughing up a couple of corrupt cops and a couple of bad guys. Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot. I mean, I'm not necessarily over the top excited about it, but I'm 100% going to give it a shot.
Yeah, I am looking forward to it. And see, here's the thing, though. I don't want to pay for another service, and HBO Max is making it to where I may end up having to do that. We do have the DC thing, but everyone is saying that DC is going to – they're waiting for it to go away. And so you were talking on another show earlier actually, I think it was your show yesterday – about Batman and not seeing a good Batman on TV. I know you haven't seen Titans. You need to watch Titans if you can. There is Titans is about Nightwing and all those guys. But Bruce Wayne does exist. It's an older Bruce Wayne, excellent Bruce Wayne, and I forget the guy's name, but he was on Game of Thrones. It is great, but there is an episode. It's really in Dick Grayson's mind. of Batman on screen, and this is the baddest Batman that I have ever seen outside of a cartoon. I'm guessing Cameron would agree with me.
I do. I mean, if anything, just for just how absolutely witty he is, and just kind of you see a lot of the Bruce Wayne ego right there, and it's fantastic. Especially with him and Nightwing's head, it's just like him taunting him how his father would and all that. Anyway, he's just a very, very good one.
But there is, I'm sure you're going to get to this, but the actual him in the bat suit. Talk about that.
Yeah, of course, that was just from a vision in a...
It doesn't matter. It still was on the screen.
Yeah,
think about
still.
It.
Yeah, it was like if Batman broke that and he destroyed everybody.
Yeah,
it was vicious.
So you need to watch this if you can, Rob, and I may have a way to get it to where you can watch it. He kills everybody, all the villains. Batman just finally is like, forget it, and he kills them all. And, yeah, and
so let me ask you about that, because here's. And I don't know if this is something I just need to get over or not, but one thing that frequently turns me off to a lot of some of the, outside of the canon spin takes is when you fundamentally change a character, right? And if you fundamentally take away Batman's number one premise in his fight against crime, he's not Batman anymore, right? Like, now I'm watching a guy who is dressed like Batman, but it's not Batman. And that always, like, and again, I'll give it a shot, but that's kind of
let me spoil.
That's kind of a line that I end up not wanting to cross.
Let me spoil a little bit. It's a bad guy trying to get Dick Grayson to turn, so it's in his head, so it's not really Batman. So Dick believes it's happening, so it doesn't really happen. But on screen, you get to see what would have happened if Batman did that, and this Batman does not. I mean, he still has that role. He does not kill any of that stuff, but... The bad guy, it was Trigon, right, Cameron, if I remember?
It was Trigon.
It was Trigon, and I don't know if you know who Trigon is, but he's a demon lord who is in Dick Grayson's head and turns him, is trying to turn him evil, and this is the one thing that would turn him is seeing Batman do all that stuff. And he actually, I'm not going to spoil even further, but it's really, really good. I would love for you to see, and you might even be able to find videos of just that, that iteration of Batman. All right, PlayStation just dropped a price on a game, which is kind of foreshadowing for what may be happening tomorrow. Far Cry 3 for PlayStation is only $3. So, and this is when I've played all the Far Cry games. I believe the only one that I didn't beat is Primal. And Rob, you and I have talked about that, and you were playing Primal some. And I know you've just beat 5. But there was a leak that there we go. Cull the herd.
Cull the herd.
There was a leak that Far Cry 6 is going to have a trailer tomorrow and a release date. And historically, when Far Cry, as soon as you see a trailer, it's like a week or two later the game is out. That's how they do that with Far Cry. So there is a good shot, and I know, Rob, you just played Far Cry 5. Are you interested in 6? Even though it may be a prequel to 3, with all the latest technology and everything, this is going to be a great game because Far Cry 5 was really, really good.
Yeah, Far Cry 5 was great, and honestly, it's the only Far Cry I've finished so far. I still have Primal, and I tend to jump back into Primal every now and then. And play through, you know, a couple of missions, and then for whatever reason, I'll always get distracted by something else. But I really did. I liked Far Cry 5. I very much enjoyed Far Cry 5. So I'm gonna end up probably going back all the way back to the original Far Cry, and playing up through all of them. From my experience, Far Cry put some damn good bad guys into their games. I mean, some very compelling bad guys. You and I had the conversations though about how. Far Cry 5, I thought Faith was one of the most well put together characters in terms of evoking emotion from you while demanding that you defeat her. There's no other option. She doesn't give you another option. So because of how good Far Cry 5 was, I am going to absolutely go back and start playing all the Far Cry's 1 through 4 plus Primal, and then and when Far Cry 6 drops, I will likely pick it up on day number one.
Well, let me just tell you. Go ahead, Cameron. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask Rob a question. So what you're saying is you felt bad for Faith?
Yes, yes.
That me and Dad always have these conversations about those bad guys. I didn't feel bad about taking any of them out, including her, because of all the trippiness and all that stuff. She put me through so much trouble. I had no problem with taking her out. But it's like everybody just letting their emotions get in the way. She's still a bad guy.
Yeah, but it wasn't her fault.
The good thing is, like on a scale of 1 to 10, that's only like a 3.5 on the sociopathic scale. You know, who lets feelings get in the way?
Yeah.
No,
that.
I really did. Like, honestly, when it got to that final fight with her, and she finally tells you the story from her point of view, and you're right, Lonzo and I had those conversations in the office. I absolutely fell for it. It wasn't her fault. I mean, she was manipulated and forced down that role. And obviously the further you play in, and the more demented you find out that, that Joseph Seed is, the more you realize she did not have an out. She had no option but to go down the path that she was forced to go down. I really did feel bad for her. And honestly, her story compelled me to finish the game because it was getting to the point where I was kind of feeling it was a little bit monotonous. I was spending more time fishing than I was beating up bad guys. But when I got to the end of her storyline, Lonzo, I honestly felt compelled to beat the game to get vengeance on her behalf. I mean, I ended up fighting for her to defeat Joseph Seed, which also made the ending of that game dramatically devastating emotionally, right? Because you're fighting. I was kind of a fighting to avenge Faith as well as the rest of the friends of the protagonist. And then the end of that game happens, and you just kind of sink back in your couch, like, "Are you kidding me? Are you serious?"
Yeah.
Which ending did you get, by the way? I know we're going off on a tangent here. I'm sorry, but I'm curious. Were you on a ride home with your friends, or did you see a nuke?
No, I was, yes, I don't know, can we, we're outside of the spoiler.
Yeah, yeah,
Far
it's been
five,
out,
right?
It's been out for a year or two. Yeah.
All right, so I got the ending with the nuke going off. I gave everything I had to take Joseph Seed out, and I got the ending with the nuke going off, which was absolutely and entirely shocking, to end up, constrained in a bunker with the guy you've been trying to kill the entire time. I saw that there's the other ending. I may go back and replay the end of it just to get the other ending. But I feel like the other ending, from what I read about it, would be equally dissatisfying.
Well, we need to. We need to take our final break. And so, sorry, Cameron, we will continue this discussion another time. I hate to have to cut him off like that, but we got to pay bills and things like that. I agree with you, Rob, about Faith. She was the last one that we took out, so it was fresh for me. And I'm like, man, I got to take this guy down because of what he did to her. It wasn't her fault. All right, you're listening to Upstate Pulse right here on 106.3 WORD. Lightning Round coming up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, there is W. That means it is lightning round time. Time to squeeze in as many stories as we possibly can in the last few minutes of the show. All right, Umbrella Academy Season 2 drops in just a couple of days. Unfortunately, I'm the only one I know who's ever watched it. And Rob, you need to watch Umbrella Academy. I think you would love it.
Yeah, it's on the Netflix list. I've got about three shows I'm banging through right now, Arrow being one of them. But I've had a couple of friends who have watched it, and all that have watched it said it's absolutely fantastic. So it is actually after this story in Season 2 getting ready to drop, I may go ahead and make that next up on my priority list, actually.
It's a little weird. If you watch it and you like it, then you should move on to Doom Patrol, which is just weird beyond belief. And had someone last week text me to see if I saw a certain episode. I've seen it now with the butterflies. It's freaking weird. This is, and my daughter just looks at me in a certain way because she cannot believe that we're watching this show because it's really crude and I usually stay away from that. But it's one of those things where you're watching a show and you're going, they can't get any weirder than this. There's just no way. And then they do. And so it's like watching a car crash. You can't look away. You keep watching and it's like, okay, how is this thing going to play out? Because this is the most weird thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But if you're into weird superhero shows, you should check it out. All right, speaking of superhero shows, I don't know if you saw this, but The Big Show is trying to be Kingpin in the Daredevil movie. What do you think?
Not mad about it, though, I got to tell you. I think Vincent D'Onofrio did such a good job. I hate that they took the Marvel shows that they were in the middle of making off of Netflix, because I thought Netflix was doing a phenomenal job mixing it up. You had Dark and Gritty Daredevil and Jessica Jones. Luke Cage, I thought, was a fantastic show. And I'm even one of the few, but I even think they did Iron Fist relatively well. And I thought The Defenders was overall really well put together. I think Vincent D'Onofrio should just be Daredevil, be Kingpin. Whether it's on Disney Plus or even if they decide to start introducing Kingpin into the MCU in the next phase, D'Onofrio did such a great job. I don't see why you would walk away from him as Kingpin. He was the first Kingpin in any live-action movie I can think of that I genuinely thought was a very formidable bad guy. I mean, I love Big Show, and if D'Onofrio's unavailable, that's not a bad second option, but D'Onofrio was cash money as Kingpin.
All right, I completely agree with you, and you're the only other person other than my family who liked Iron Fist. I mean, it was what it was supposed to be. It wasn't as gritty and everything as the other ones. Oh, Denny Rand just whined too much. Grew up in a monastery. I mean, he's not going to come out and be like everybody else around him, and I thought the fighting wasn't too bad in it. All right, Hasbro has an action figure that you may want to get because, you know, you work in radio, so you make a lot of money. That's a joke, by the way. Sentinels, you know what a Sentinel is. They have a Sentinel for $349.
How big is this thing?
It is only 18 inches.
What?
Yeah. But it's still pretty big. I mean, it's a foot and a half.
Yeah, I mean, a foot and a half, but, like, if I'm spending almost $400 on a Lego set, I want,
five-foot-tall one. This isn't Lego. This is an action figure.
Oh, I don't know why I immediately thought Lego.
Because it was so expensive. That's probably
why. Yeah, probably fair. I've got a respectable collection, but most of the action figures that I've spent money on in the past, they're kind of childhood stuff for me. You know, a lot of Ninja Turtles gear. Stuff, you know, Super Mario Brothers kind of stuff. I'm really sorry. I love the Sentinel and the Sentinels from, and I'm assuming we're talking about the X-Men version of this.
We are.
I love them as antagonists to the X-Men for many, many years, but I can't spend $350 on a foot and a half tall action figure. I just can't do it.
Yeah, me either. Well, that sound means show is over. Again, apologize for Facebook crashing, but it happens. And I want to thank Rob for coming on and doing the show with me, because I would have been doing it by myself, but Rob said, yeah, I'll do it. And he did, and did a great job, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. And, all things considered, I think life goes quasi back to normal this week. But probably be able to join in. I'm hoping your boy Chris is coming back sooner rather than later, but I hope to make this a more frequent occurrence. I believe one of us has a date with the Nerf wall coming up anyway.
We do. Got to go. See ya.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.